Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on. Campus reform at the bottom of the hour. Another reporter from a great campus, this time from Iowa, going to break down some ridiculous stories that are happening on campus that you probably don't know about. We'll get into that. Plus, we've got an hour number 3. We're going to go to Canada and talk to a young lady there about the gun grab that Justin Trudeau has going on right now. We also talk about the big rigs and that whole convoy deal that was going on and why this guy thinks he's a little dictator. We've got that for you and an awful lot more. And we actually just did a poll, Carrie, and the people were so happy with me singing in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you probably should do it again on a Thursday.
Feeling all right? I have different poll results, actually.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of Facebook messages talking about.
Well, I just checked, and yours actually are null and void.
Okay.
You, well, they came in after the deadline. Yeah.
When was the deadline?
Right before you got the poll result.
Oh.
So it wasn't valid, yeah. Okay. Too bad.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That is Chocolate Boys. That is Polo. That is Sam.
Left here on my own.
I am COVID Boy.
So it seems.
Yes, I've got the COVID-19, but I'm still going to entertain the people. It's what I do. Carrie, it's what I do. Don't judge me.
I'm going to.
Took the key. You're feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. It actually shut the song off for a second.
Yes, your voice.
Feeling all right.
Let's go.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
You got to do what you got to do for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird ailment because, you know, I use my lungs for my job, obviously. And I use my voice for my job, obviously. But, you know, through my life, I've had strep throat. You've had different things, right?
Yeah.
And normally when you got a Luger, you know, you're really working on one. You know what I mean? You got like a real thing you're
That's
trying to.
Disgusting.
Hide. What? You've done it. You've done. You're a human.
No,
you've done
it. Disgusting. Stop making that noise.
You're trying to get it out.
Okay, keep going.
But like with this, you can't do that. It's so weird because there is a small family of COVIDites that are living on an area in my throat that I just can't get them off. And I'm like, what is going on?
They're tough little ones, aren't they?
Now, what I found is if you're laying in a certain position and you crick your neck a certain way, it'll give you this strange tickling feeling in your throat. You can maybe you can eject a couple of them. You can maybe evict a couple of those little pains in the asses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what are you making noise? Why are you making noise?
Because it's disgusting.
How's it disgusting?
It is. You're talking about hawking up something from your lungs. And
I am trying to let people know, let them live vicariously. I don't want them to get the COVID. I got the COVID for them.
Oh, you did.
Carrie,
oh,
I did this
that's
for the, so I did this
nice
for the people.
Of you.
I got COVID so that you won't have to get it.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't it be great if it worked that
Thank
way?
You?
I got COVID for you and the family. We're all set now. Now
That'd
we're
be great,
good.
Actually.
So, I mean, obviously I'm feeling a little bit better today, although the voice still does go out every once in a while. Monday, it's like you were mad. Like, why are you working?
I know.
I don't know.
No, you well, should not have been.
Can I be honest? When I pressed the button on Monday, I didn't think it was going to sound like that.
Okay. Because it was pretty bad.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, welcome to the program. What the hell's going on? I had no idea what was happening with the voice.
Yeah.
But no, it's, again, I'm probably 5 days in, maybe six. And for those who weren't listening the other day, and by the way, there was a trend yesterday on Twitter saying ivermectin doesn't work. And you click on it, right? And it goes to a page that says, and it's by Democrats Now or some crap, and all it says in its story is, ivermectin doesn't work. That's it. It doesn't say anything else.
Okay.
There's no study that it directs to. And like I immediately responded with actual studies that show that it does work. For those who are wondering, I'm on zinc, D3, a lot of vitamin C, B12, and a ton of ivermectin. And yes, it works. Because I'm telling you, I went to bed Sunday night, I guess, shivering. I could not even control it. Got up the next day, just aches and pains and horrible. and got on the regimen of prescribed medications. I'm not using, don't go down to the farm store and get the horse paste. That's not what I'm using. I'm not using horse dewormer. But I was prescribed this, and it works very well.
And how are you feeling today?
I'm a study.
Because you said the voice was good yesterday, but you still felt like crap. How do you feel today?
Today, I've got the sweats, which is weird because I can't regulate my temperature today. But I don't have any muscle or bone aches.
Okay, that's good.
So that's good. And, I mean, the voice is pretty solid, but it's been pretty solid for a couple of days now.
You're just sweating the COVID out.
Well, I guess because if I try to regulate the temperature, now it's too cold. And then, have you ever had this to where you know you're cold, but you're sweating?
Yes. That's when you know you're sick.
I'm in that stage there, but I would have to think that we're like on the downhill slide here. We're fine.
Okay.
And downhill is a good thing. Not like downhill, like I'm going to die. But no, I think that we're fine. And I'm not negating how harmful COVID-19 is and how many people died from it. Not even a little bit. But I really wish that we could have gotten good information from day one. We didn't push this experimental, shot that everybody was trying to make you take. And we just, case by case, said, okay, oh, you've got hypertension, then you should this. Oh, you've got a history of heart disease, then you should do that. Diabetes, then you should do this other thing. We should have treated patients individually and not had everybody go wait in line and get a shot in your arm that we don't really even know what it does. That's what my problem is here. And I'm not making light of COVID, but this is my COVID. And I'm going to make light of it if I want. Just like when I had testicular cancer, I made light of that as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, my personal experience, it was very different from what you're going through.
I do know, but I don't know what the history was there, and I'm not asking you. But I also know that what we knew then was he didn't get the same treatment that I got.
Right.
You know what I mean? Quickly. And I think that's an issue. So I'm actually... With that in mind, without getting into any more details, with that in mind, and in mind that millions and millions have had COVID now, I wish that everybody would have been treated like an individual because they were so quick to say, you can't use this, you can't use that, you can't use the other, put them on a ventilator. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And thank God that worked out. But man, you want to tell people, get a doctor that truly wants to make you better and isn't just going through some Fauci protocol. And I think that's the most important advice I can give. I'm going to be fine. I'm not fine today. Carrie will suggest I haven't been fine for the 17 years she's known me.
Sure.
And fine. But I'm going to physically, I'll live. And that's good. And I am feeling better today. I feel better every day. Although, today's the sweats. It's not like I've got a chart. Okay, day one, you should have aches and pains. Day two, you're right. Ass cheek should hurt. Day three, but I think that was day three where the right. The left was on day two.
TMI. TMI.
What do you mean?
With coughing stuff up and your butt hurting.
I am relating to my audience who tune into the Joe Pag Show.
You're telling me they want to hear this? Okay.
You may get an ass ache. What?
I was going to say something really mean, but you're sick with the COVID. I won't.
The COVID could be in my brain today. I don't know. We don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
So we've got that, which is nice. All right. So I would think, because the narrative from the beginning of Russia steamrolling into Ukraine, and Carrie, correct me if I get this wrong, the narrative has been, this is horrible. This is Putin's war. Putin is trying to reform the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Putin bad, Zelensky good. We want Ukraine to win.
Right.
That's what I've been told from the beginning, right?
How many millions and millions and millions of dollars have we sent to Ukraine?
$54 billion. Yeah. So am I right that the narrative from everybody on the left and even a lot on the right in this country has been Ukraine good, Russia bad? So if I were to say, I hope Ukraine wins, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
You would think so, right?
Well,
not necessarily true, though.
There are some people in the government in trouble for saying that, aren't they?
Yes, from the New York Post. President Biden was reportedly unhappy with the Secretaries of Defense and State earlier this year after they publicly stated the U.S. wanted Ukraine to defeat Russia in its brutal invasion that had begun months before. Biden expressed his disapproval in a conference call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin following the pair's visit in April to Kyiv. Multiple administration officials familiar with the conversation told NBC ABC News. During the trip where they met with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Austin told reporters, Ukraine clearly believes that it can win, and so does everyone here. Additionally, Austin said the U.S. wants to see Russia weakened to the degree it can't do the kinds of things it has done in invading Ukraine. I think the secretary said it very well, Blinken agreed when pressed on the remarks. Austin's firm comments appeared to be the first hard stance a top Biden administration official was taking in support of Russia's defeat. Yet to the president, it reportedly went too far. As the two secretaries traveled home, they were conferenced into a call with Biden, who asked them to tone down the comments. Multiple officials told NBC News Biden was not happy when Blinken and Austin talked about winning in Ukraine. One official said he was not happy with the rhetoric. The officials revealed the president was concerned the comments could set unrealistic expectations about the war and potentially increase the risk of the U.S. becoming directly involved. And during the call, Austin and Blinken reportedly told Biden the comments had been misunderstood and provided the president with full context.
What? What? I'm not sure I understand. So, we didn't want to give the impression that we were more involved in the war than we are, $54 billion later. Biden's the one that came out and said that Putin can't do this, Putin bad, let's freeze Putin this, let's sanction Putin the other thing. But his Secretary of State and his Secretary of Defense aren't allowed to say we want Russia to lose? Harry, am I hearing you right? And yes. By the way, it's Antony Blinken. Antony.
I said Antony.
No, you said Anthony.
It's I did
Antony.
Not say Anthony. That is your COVID hearing. I said Antony. I did not say Anthony.
No. See, you're saying Antony. It's not Antony. It's Antony.
Oh, Antony. Oh, yeah. Antony.
You have to
Blinken.
Say it like a New York or New Jersey person.
Excuse me. Okay. Antony
Blinken. Antony. Hey, is Antony home? So, again, these are two top-level administration officials. One runs the Department of Defense. The other one runs our diplomatic mission around the globe for this country. They're not allowed to say Ukraine should win. Do I hear you right?
You do.
Then what can they say? We hope that both sides end up winners? What, we want smiles all around? What are they supposed to say? I've been told for how long that we want Russia to lose, and our top level administration people can't say it?
No. It goes on. This article says one official told the outlet, ultimately, Biden did not admonish the two secretaries that it is still the goal of the U.S. to see Ukraine defeat Russia.
Wait a second. Okay. What was the conference call about if he just said exactly what they just said? Carrie, what am I missing?
I'm not quite sure.
Something missing, isn't there?
Not quite sure. I think, yeah, there's a few pieces missing.
Wow. Now, one wonders if Biden hears this, and keep in mind, this is not conjecture. This is not me making it up. Joe Biden is controlled by Russia and controlled by Ukraine. Both of those countries have their fangs or their claws into Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. We know this. Joe Biden leveraged $1 billion in loan guarantees until Ukraine did what he wanted with a prosecutor. He is on the wrong side of both of these countries, and they both have their hooks in him. So when Blinken, who is lame, and Austin, who is just as lame, actually say something that I can maybe get behind, like Russia should lose for invading their neighbor, Biden doesn't know what to do. Because he's like, I can't say that Russia should lose. I can't say that Ukraine should lose, because then the Biden crime family would lose. And then after he calls them out, and you know it went down exactly as you said, and it leaks out through NBC News, who I'm stunned to say anything about it, then the actual official word from Biden is, well, we certainly do want to see Russia lose. What? Carrie, what? Help me.
I can't.
Did I misunderstand any of it? Did I just repeat it the way that it happened?
Yes, you did.
What the beep? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I don't know what to think of the war in Ukraine. I know that our money is being sent there where we don't make sure our kids are safe in school. We're going to make sure we send Zelensky $54 billion, but we're not allowed to say that Russia should lose with the money we're sending to Ukraine to help them beat Russia. I'm stunned. I want your thoughts on this. 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Got to tell you about Father's Day being right around the corner. You already know that. And you know that Omaha Steaks is a great gift for any dad. I'm a dad. I want Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Put in PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Click on search and save over 50% when you order the Dad's Want Steaks package. For just $99, it's a limited time package, including 16 entrees that he's guaranteed to love, like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons, the gourmet jumbo franks, their boneless chicken breasts, and, of course, that incredible dessert, the caramel apple tartlets. It's all so delicious. We already got this package. Probably going to order another one. Because we got it way before Father's Day and ate it already. Special gift because you listen to my program. When you type in PAGS in the search bar and click on search, you can order the Dad's Want Steaks package. You're also going to get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers, no extra cost. So it's never too late to send Dad Omaha Steaks. Grilling season is here. Perfect time to share delicious food with the ones you love and make memories. Go to omahasteaks.com. Put in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Save over 50% right now when you order the Dad's Want Steaks package for just $99. Get 16 entrees, 4 desserts, and 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. Make that happen right now. We're back after this.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show. It's a very simple question. Since Ukraine was invaded by Russia, we've been told you cannot question the legitimacy of Volodymyr Zelensky. You can't ask why he's got millions and millions of dollars in homes and boats and yachts and all sorts of holdings. You can't question any of that. You can't question why he's shutting down all media that doesn't agree with him. You can't question anything. When it comes to Ukraine, Ukraine is the innocent victim and Russia is the aggressor. I'm no fan of Russia. I'm certainly not a fan of Putin. I'm not a fan of his authoritarianism. I'm not a fan of his being a dictator that he pretends like he's not. Trust me, I'm not taking Russia's side. But we've been told, don't even look into it. Ukraine good, Russia bad. That's it. So when you've got Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, and Antony Blinken, the secretary of state, when you've got them saying, we hope Ukraine wins, why would the boss ever get them on a conference call and ask them to tone it down? And then later, once it's found out, the same guy, Biden, says, oh, by the way, we do want to see Russia lose. What the hell are we talking about here? It's absolutely stunning to me. That we're even in this place. Lloyd Austin and Antony Blinken suck. They're horrible leaders of these departments. Horrible. They are horrific. They're liars. They're bad. They say one thing that I think 95% of America can get behind, and Biden tells them to tamp it down. Maybe you know better than I do. I don't know. John, what do you think about this? This is strange to me.
Well, it's strange to me also. Thanks for taking my call,
yes, sir.
And I'm glad to hear you're doing better.
Thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, Austin and Blinken both have always been a follow me, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that from the time that they said, yes, we want Ukraine to win, till Joe Biden came out and agreed, the Biden family and the people that are associated with had enough time to smooth relations between Russia and the other people that are involved. Because I was unaware up to that point that we were still giving them billions of dollars to pay for fuel and buying fuel from Russia. And that literally the sanctions had not even, a lot of them had not even gone into effect.
John, I got to run. I appreciate your call. Got campus reform when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Glad to have this young lady on. She's a brand new correspondent from campusreform.org. She goes to school at Iowa. It's Lena Branch. Lena, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. How are you?
You are great. I agree with you. I'm doing fine. Really nice to meet you. We haven't had John before. I don't think we've had anybody on from Iowa before, to be honest with you. So the Iowa Hawkeyes, is that who you guys are?
That is correct.
See, I nailed it. I'm getting old, but I nailed it. All right. So tell me about life on campus in Iowa. Do you go to campus? Do you do it online? How do you do schooling there?
We go to campus. And the great thing about going to the University of Iowa is having Governor Kim Reynolds. She's been fantastic with everything to do with COVID. We don't have to wear masks. There's no vaccine mandate. We're the only school in the Big Ten that doesn't have to do anything regards to COVID. So it's been great.
Because your governor's not nuts. I mean, that's why. If you're in Michigan or Ohio, you might have a nutsy governor, or Indiana or Illinois. All right, well, good. I'm glad that you guys have your freedom there. When it comes to people of your age and in your peer group, what's the big topic right now? Is there one topic? I know that we've got four topics that we want to talk about, but is there one thing that you and your friends are just sort of talking about a lot? Is it the Supreme Court? Is it Roe v. Wade? Is it guns? Is it this January 6th commission? Is it something completely different? What are you guys talking about?
You know, I think the biggest thing is the Supreme Court decision with abortion. And I would definitely say Second Amendment rights as well. It's really on a lot of people's minds, especially my age. And you'll see a lot of reactions with people my age, especially with abortion and gun rights and school shootings as well. So that's really the focus.
Do you find that people understand Roe v. Wade, that they understand the Second Amendment? I think people think they know what gun rights are all about. I think they think they know what Roe v. Wade did. But if they actually read the ruling in Roe v. Wade, and if you actually read the amendment, the Second Amendment, you might get a better education. Do they understand what they're talking about?
No, they don't understand what they're talking about at all. And that's something that I, as a campus coordinator for Turning Point, understand a lot, especially with the Second Amendment, is people will come to our table all the time and they'll say these outlandish things, but they've never read the Second Amendment. They don't understand what it really means. And that's really a problem today, is people my age not really understanding what's going on.
I had a radio station from the BBC in England ask me to come on, and I did like 3:30 in the morning with them or something. And the question was always, why do you need the Second Amendment? And it just, it's so condescending. And why does anybody need an AR-15? And my answer was, the Second Amendment, if not for the Second Amendment, my accent would be the same as your accent. And she stopped for a second, and then she kind of got it. And I went, you get it now? They wanted to take our guns away, and we said we're not going to go there. I hope that people will educate themselves on it. It's not about shooting a deer. It's not about target practice. It's about stopping King George III from coming back from the dead and reincarnating to take us over again and having a tyrannical government, you know, running tyranny over us. It is, again, from Iowa, brand new correspondent. You are a brand new correspondent, aren't you?
I've been for a little while, but really.
But brand new to us.
A lot of articles now.
Huh? Brand new to us, though. That's good.
Yeah, brand new to you.
There you go. It's Lena Branch. Go and check out everything she does, campusreform.org. Great correspondence there, great stories there, great videos there, really exposing the nuttiness that's happening on campus. Let's go to these stories. Civility be damned, I'm guessing. Professor built technology to go after pro-Trump social media content. What does this mean? If somebody's like on campus and saying they like Trump on social media, they're being tracked?
Well, so what we're seeing, this is out of George Brown College in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
And what's happening is students have to sign an IT waiver to take class. What's different about this IT waiver is that there is a statement about the indigenous population that used to exist near the campus. And what students have to admit is that they are part of the genocide and they're part of the colonization of these people. But if they do not sign this agreement, they are banned from class and they are not allowed to take class. So there's no room for discussion. You're just automatically banned.
I think we skipped to the second story there. Okay. So that story is students must acknowledge benefiting from genocide to take classes. Okay. I was asking about the Trump one, but we'll go back to the Trump one in a second. So okay. where this college is used to be some sort of native land, and people were moved out of there or killed or something happened. And that happened way before any of these students were born. That happened way before you and I were even thought about. But for some reason, they have to acknowledge that they somehow are benefiting from something generations ago did? What?
Yes. Yes. And what's crazy about this is that this statement, this particular one, is actually read before every speaker event and actually read before the national anthem is played. So it's something that we're seeing in the United States as well, with the Black national anthem being played before an NFL game. And it's really an opportunity for people to pin people against each other and create dissentment as well. And if somebody doesn't sign it, or if they don't like the song, they're labeled a racist or a bigot or something like that.
Come on, man. By the way, and I think you and I agree, there is no Black national anthem. There's no white national anthem. There's the national anthem. That song is nice. What is it? Lift Your Voice and Sing? Something like that. It's a very nice song, but it's not the Black national anthem. That's silly. That'd be like me saying, hey, let's get the Italian national anthem going, or else I'm not going to watch this ball game. That would be really kind of dumb. It's Lena Branch. She's a correspondent, campusreform.org. She goes to school in Iowa. Make sure that you go to that website and check out everything she does. Let's go back to the first one, if you don't mind. A professor built technology is to go after pro-Trump social media content. Is this social media content that people who are students at the school are posting? I mean, what is this about?
So a professor at the University of Michigan actually developed this new technology in order to better target hate speech and monitor white supremacy. And she thinks instead of targeting just terms, we need to start targeting trends. And one of these trends are pro-Trump trends. And so she thinks that in order to gauge this, we need to target anyone that has anything to do with pro-Trump anything.
What? I'm not sure I understand. So if you write anything that's pro-Trump, you're a white supremacist?
That is what she is saying. She says that we need to prioritize justice and equality over politeness. And so she's calling for people to be disagreeable and disrespectful to each other. And it's absolutely ridiculous, because there are 74 million people that voted for President Trump.
At least.
And I don't understand how they're going to target all these people for just supporting a president of the United States.
Well, it's going to sound weird, but I supported Trump because he lowered regulations, lowered taxes, brought manufacturing back, brought the economy back. He was a guy that really, or still is, really loves the country and everybody in it, did more for Black Americans than Barack Obama did in 8 years by a lot. Criminal justice reform, he was giving people pardons left and right, and he was doing the second chance program, which was actually helping people to get jobs once they got out of prison. He was really reforming what was wrong that had been put in place by the establishment Democrats for generations. How is he the white? He's the worst white supremacist I've ever seen.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why this technology makes no sense. Everyone needs to stand up to anything that's like this, because it's ridiculous to target an entire group for supporting a president in the United States of America.
I mean, obviously. It's Lena Branch, correspondent from campusreform.org. Look, Lena, you and I appear to have different ancestry. I'm telling the truth here, yes?
I actually am part Italian.
Oh, there you go. Well, we have similar ancestry, but I think you probably have something else going on that I don't have going on, if I can make that assumption. Are you a white supremacist because you like Trump?
Supremacist. That is the biggest contradiction I see today, is I'll be called a white supremacist, and it's ridiculous.
Well, when Larry Elder was running for governor of the state of California, they called him the black face of white supremacy. This is how dumb it is. Why, Lena, why won't they stop it? It's just so stupid. Beat Trump on the issues. Why do they keep on going to this? He's the worst racist I've ever seen, if that's who he is.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And he has an Israeli, a Jewish son-in-law and Jewish grandchildren. So
it's all a cover. Cover his white supremacy. It is Lena Branch. Thank you so much for coming on. Let's go to the next story. Exclusive. Police officers were furious at university for hosting a cop killer. I would imagine police officers would be pretty angry at this. Where did this happen?
Yes. So after Campus Reform obtained a Freedom of Information Act, they discovered that hundreds of police and their families sent emails to the university after they decided to host this person that lured two police officers with a fake 911 call and then proceeded to murder them. This person was tried. He was found guilty. He was in jail, and the university has decided to host them on their campus.
Why is he out? He killed two police officers?
He did kill police officers, but I guess he's out.
I'm confused. I'm serious. My face is starting to hurt. So this person's not only out, he's being invited to speak on campus. Did he actually come and speak, or did the police, were they able to stop him?
No, he did actually speak on campus. And after hundreds of backlash, all of those emails, the university president said that they were not going to cancel the event because it would be an infringement on their freedom of speech, which is with their freedom of speech statement, which is ironic because I bet if they wanted to host a conservative speaker, that that speaker would be canceled, and because students would say it was an infringement on their freedom of speech.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Ann Coulter, these people can't go and speak freely. Yeah. I mean, at Berkeley, they tried to burn the place down when one of them was going to show up to speak. It's very strange. It's Lena Branch. Lena, is there a social media you want me to push for you?
You can push Instagram, lena.b.branch.
Okay, lena.b.branch. Go and follow her there. One more story. Conservative student wins election after vandalism incident. Where did this happen?
Yeah, so this happened at Emerson College, and a Turning Point president decided he wanted to run for marketing senator. And what ended up happening is the student government, he says, did everything in their power to make sure that he was not elected. And so they tore down his posters. He has been slandered before. He says his name has a bad connotation on the campus. But this is something we see across university campuses in America today.
So, I mean, this person won?
Yes, he did win. Despite the odds, he did win.
Now, Emerson is in Atlanta, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it is. That might be Emory. Emerson might be somewhere else. Maybe I'm getting that mixed up. I told you I have the COVID, so that could be going on there. But I wonder now. He says that he's got a bad name on campus, but he won anyway. So I mean, the good guy ends up winning on. But when you try to vandalize and try to attack somebody, I think that you come off as the overwhelming bad guy, and it might have actually boosted his chances. I don't know. It sounds like it turned out okay.
Yeah, no, but this is something that we see all across college campuses. At my campus, University of Iowa, we hosted a freedom of speech chalking event. Nice. And of course, minutes later, people came, they doused the entire thing and made sure that no one could see it, which is against university policy. But like this person did, this tip was given to campus reform. And so that way the media could step in and hold the university accountable.
Let me ask you something. When conservative students try to band together and do things just to show their ideology and their thought processes and so on, they're always attacked like this, always attacked. Why is it that these universities are so afraid to utilize the rules and say, hey, this goes against our rules. You can't go to school here if you're going to act like this. Or we're going to call the police because you damaged somebody's property, you vandalized. I mean, why won't they follow through and punish them? We see what happens in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Philadelphia and Chicago. And when you don't punish criminals, they just keep on doing it. Why won't they punish these students that are doing these bad acts?
Well, I think it comes down to what we're seeing, what I said at University of Michigan with pushing people to actually be disrespectful to each other. And they're getting this vandalist nature from somewhere. And it's because these universities are not being held accountable. So I think if we make sure that we go to the administration and we make sure that they do something about it, we'll definitely see results. But it also comes, it's great that this person got elected to his student government because he's going to be able to accurately represent the conservative population on his campus and hopefully get some things done.
Good stuff. It's lena.b.branch over on Instagram. Lena Branch, go check out everything she does at campusreform.org. She's a great correspondent from Iowa. Lena, great job. I appreciate you coming on. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
You're very welcome. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. I really enjoy having the Campus Reform reporters on because they're young. They're just starting out. They're doing journalism the right way. Lena did a great job today. By the way, Emerson is in Boston. Those of you listening in Boston knew that. But again, I've got the COVID. I'm just going to put it out there. So that's where that is. At the end of the day, you've got more things going on campuses that you don't know about. And I thank goodness for this organization, Leadership Institute's Campus Reform. Go to campusreform.org. Check out these stories. The videos they do are amazing. And you'll be clued into the indoctrination that a lot of these young people on campus are going through. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats are amazing. Superbeats, it's a great product. Been telling you about them for many years, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now, something like that. They had the powder form in the morning where you could put it in your water, your fruit juice, your protein shake, and that would give you a nice boost throughout the day. Now they've got Super Beets Heart Chews, non-GMO beets combined with grapeseed extract. And when you combine those two, they taste amazing. Not sure how they did it, but they also give you a great energy boost that's going to last throughout the day. You can have a bunch of coffee. That caffeine is going to drop off. You're going to feel tired again. You can have some sugary drinks. That's going to be a sugar spike, then a sugar low. You can have these energy drinks. You know what the hell's in them? Going to have the high and the low. You need something that's going to stabilize your energy throughout the day, help your blood flow, going to help your circulation, support a healthy blood pressure. You've got to get Super Beets Heart Chews. I want you to go and get them. And in fact, what we did was we set you up with a website. Can get you up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeets.com. Hurry up. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeets.com. joelovesbeets.com for up to 45% off. joelovesbeets.com. Make that happen. joelovesbeets.com. Go there. Save a bunch of money right now on Super Beets Heart Chews. So, Carrie, get this email from my guy. He says, the way you say it. Earlier we had the story where they mistakenly priced gas at 69 cents a gallon,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So much so that the station lost $16,000.
Yes.
And somebody made a mistake. If I go and buy, and I want to purchase a product, and the purchase price is 69 cents, and I give you 69 cents and you give me the product, it's not on me. I didn't make a mistake.
Right.
I did nothing wrong. That's on you. You said this is what you would take for it. Well, the guy writes me, he says, well, but by your example, what if you went, it was the strange, let me see if I actually still have it. I might have deleted it because it was dumb. Here. Going by the reasoning that he made a mistake and it's not your problem because it's not your fault. If you went to a restaurant and got a horrible meal, that's not your fault. Would you feel obligated to pay for it or would you say something? Carrie, are those two things related at all?
I don't see the comparison, actually.
I wrote him back and I said apples and oranges. But, I mean, I'll answer his question. And this is actually a situation that Judge Judy uses all the time. Did you eat the steak? And if the answer is yes, then you got to pay for the steak.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you can eat the entire steak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, it was disgusting. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
No, it's in your belly. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't know how that comparison works at all. Mm-mm. Now, when I used to manage pizza places, we would get, somebody would call up and say, there's a horrible pizza. My dog got sick. I mean, whatever the excuse they would give. And I would say, just don't eat the pizza. We'll come and get it. We'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
I'd go back. There'd be one half of one slice of pizza left.
No, come on now.
Like, I'm not giving you the money back.
That's
what's the matter with you?
Right.
one guy says, there's a big shard of glass on a pizza. And the whole pizza's eaten. And there's one half of one slice of pizza left.
Seriously.
And it's like they took a dish or something out of their cupboard, broke it, and put one shard, like a big, like you couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
And like bigger than
to
the
get
box.
A free pizza. Yeah.
I'm going to need my $11 back. I'm like, man, you better leave me alone.
And no.
Did you eat the steak? You got to pay for the steak.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Much more to come. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.